Muted. Okay. Hi, thank you. I'm Elizabeth. I'm an alcoholic and an addict. And this is a short presentation I did on the 12 steps, 12 traditions. Oh God. Okay, here we go. Wait. It all started in 1926 when a guy named Roland Hazard got sober with the help of Carl Jung. And then he had a relapse. And he went back to Jung, and Jung said, "I have done all I can do for you. Psychiatric and medical science are now finished, and you have to seek help elsewhere." And Hazard went to the Oxford group, and he actually got sober. And that was a temperance movement at the time, a Christian-based group. So in 1934, he carried the message to Abby Thatcher, and Abby carried it to Bill, and they had that famous conversation in Bill's kitchen. So the basis of what Abby said was, "I found I couldn't run my own life. I had to get honest with myself and somebody else. I had to make restitution, and I had to pray to a God for strength and guidance, even if I wasn't sure if there was one." And that's how it started in 1934. Bill writes, "The synthesis in its main outline was complete." And they started talking to other drunks. And within a matter of months, this is amazing to me, they sobered up several hundred newcomers. And it kept growing and growing. And 10 years later, there were 30 countries with our program. So how we got our name, I think, is kind of interesting. In terms of, for years, we were nameless and formless. Our essential principles of recovery still under debate and test. And we were, then days before the big book was to be published, they had two names, Alcoholics Anonymous or The Way Out. And one of the members went to the Library of Congress and found out there were already 12 books with that title. So we would have been the 13th Way Out, which didn't really sound like what we wanted to go with. So we stuck with Alcoholics Anonymous. And in 1939, the book was published, the first edition. And we did use other resources that were in existence at that time, mainly Christian-based, but none of them were formulated on the concept of one alcoholic talking to another. Also at this time, Dr. Silkworth added those two little words, obsession and allergy. And that led to a medical diagnosis for alcoholism, which was really a great thing. Okay, I'm sorry, here. So anonymity breakers. This is kind of fun. Raleigh Hemsley was a catcher for the Cleveland Indians. He proclaimed himself spokesperson for AA, and he got a lot of notoriety in the paper. So Bill, who is a little jealous, decides, "Soon I was on the road happily handing out personal interviews and pictures. And to my delight, I found I could hit the front pages just as he could." So we had to curb those guys in. But one of the positive outcomes from breaking your anonymity was Marty Mann, who founded the Committee for Alcoholism, the National Committee for Alcoholism, and also the alcohol studies at Yale. And it was really a very positive reinforcement, and it was endorsed by Bill. So what led to the traditions is the rapid growth of the program. This is how Bill describes some of the meetings in the rooms. "There were people coming out of insane asylums. Lord, what would these lunatics do? There were prisoners. There were queer people. There were people, believe it or not, whose morals were bad. And the respectable alcoholics of that time shook their heads." I know, that's just too much. So the question became, why couldn't the steps work for the groups as they did for the individuals? And they did. It's kind of a leap of faith in my estimation, because Bill says, "Sooner or later, every AA comes to depend upon a higher power as a source of strength and a positive direction. And realizing this infinite source is available, we've come to depend on it, and our life takes on a whole new complexion." So the group follows the same process and moves forward from there. So the Grapevine article, the Grapevine was the vehicle to carry the traditions out to the group conscience. And for the next 2 years, there were many articles. They were called suggested points. And Bill says specifically, I offer these as a group ideal. So it's not laws, rules, or things we need to adhere to. It's things that developed out of the way we experienced that process of growth through the beginning days of Alcoholics Anonymous. So some of the titles are Safe Use of Money, and they learned to keep AA clear of material possessions. We were destined to remain poor in order to remain pure. That's still the case today, right? Another one was goofballs. Well, I thought they were talking about people, personalities in the program. They're not. They're talking about drugs. And this is where open and closed meetings developed from. And our singleness of purpose. It says here in the 70s, Bill made a comment about hippies, all these hippies showing up in the programs. And he said, in the long run, they did not change AA. AA changed them. Clubs. So the rapid growth caused all kinds of leases, money, problems like that. He says, dictators ran amok. Drunks fell on the floor or disturbed the meetings. Steering committees failed to steer sober alcoholics. Can you imagine that? So this develops into our principle of consultation, which is, you know, that we don't govern. We have servants who help us and are rotated in and out of position. I don't have my notes. I'm doing this without them now. Okay. So another one was, the only requirement for membership was a desire to stop drinking. This was addressed really early in 1937. A sex deviant who wanted to join the program, when the members came to Dr. Bob and he said, what would the master do? To me, this is one of the reasons our program works so well, is we don't tell you who God is. Another one in 1945, a black man who was evidently a cross-dresser and a dope fiend wanted to join the program. And Bill goes, did you say he was a drunk? That's all there is to that. So that was clear. Another title from the Grapevine was, will AA sponsor outside projects? The Washingtonians were a really good example of how not to follow what they did, because they were helping. They had a program to help the individual alcoholic, but they became invested in prohibition and other social reforms, which eventually destroyed the group. So we were to remain a spiritual entity, only concerned with carrying our message. All right. Another one was, shall we have a personal government? Well, what do you think? Absolutely not. Nobody's going to tell you what to do. They couldn't tell you to stop drinking, and it didn't work, and you didn't listen, and you couldn't listen. And you won't now. So we have no personal authority. So 2 years go by. All the points are discussed and the group conscience is heard through the grapevine, really, and all the articles that went out in those 2 year periods. So in 1949, they realized that it's too long. The long forms are too long. So they have to shorten them. Earl T. helps Bill. He did make a comment that we don't like to read too much at meetings, so it should be short. But anyway, two wordings were changed. Primary spiritual aim was changed to primary purpose, and principles above personalities was changed to before. And now we have the first AA convention, in 1950, and the traditions were ratified. And it was pretty much unanimous. There, Dr. Bob, passes away shortly after this. So his parting words were, the traditions represent the sum of our experiences as individuals, as groups within AA, and similarly with our fellows in the Great Fellowship of Humanity. And there is one comment I have on Bill and what makes AA work so well. He attributes it to the concept of anonymity. On a spiritual level, anonymity demands the greatest discipline of which we are capable. On a practical level, it's brought protection for the newcomer, respect and support for the from the outside world, and security for those of us who would use AA as a, to for sick and selfish purposes. Okay. And then we are left with the responsibility to keep this thing going. And, you know, from all the research I've done, I got more and more impressed and more in love with the program. So these are the books. Some of these I used. I used Dr. Silkworth online, and that's it. Look up the stuff. It's very interesting. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Elizabeth. That was a great presentation.
All right.
Thank you so much. That was awesome. You look great.